a sore throat. I was tidying round the back of the garden near those rotten apples. And then a bee came and stung me in the adenoids. I can't believe my son might actually be dead. All the long years that I've brought him up. He only started to tidy his room when he was 38. But even then he deliberately trod in pots of pot noodle. I haven't been on an episode of this for a long time. This would be just the time to teach Saddam a lesson. If he's not going to be living here anymore, I'm going to clear his room out, store his weapons in boxes, I'm going to vacuum the floorboards and polish the ceiling. Hello?
Hello. I'm Breen's mother. I'm sure you know who I am. I heard about your son. Well, the deepest commiserations. I'm sure it must be a very hard and emotionally conflicting time for you.
Well, not really. I couldn't give two fucks. The brothers of Stump were better sons.
Oh, well, I know what might cheer you up. A credit card mixed with a mal. Better still, you could use Saddam's card.
Yes, he has got 994 million points. But he owed 800 million to the UN. The bank wants to cut his card off, but the bank manager was always afraid of being executed.
So who's running Iraq now, then?
Again, I couldn't give a fuck. There were no laws when Saddam was running the country, and you could do what the fuck you liked. What few laws there were, you could be executed for each and every one of them.
Oh, well, what time are we going to see you? I'll meet you in the coffee shop.
Well, it'll be about 2 o'clock. Oh wait, that's Iraqi dictated time. I'll meet you at 1 o'clock. I've just got to warn you about something. I have got a flu virus. So you might not want to see me and catch it and I'll spread it to half the town in the mall.
Oh well. Ta-ta.
Well, I must get new curtains. Those ones look a bit burnt. I better cut this carpet so I've got an excuse to buy one. Now how do you work this alarm system? What was the number? 9999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999999 somewhere. I can't figure this out. I watch too much TV and populist entertainment such as Blind Date. It's going to my head. I'll just put a sign on the palace gate inviting burglars in. Because after all, some of them might just be a mangled body in the desert. And we've got 994 million, so the burglars can take what the fuck they like.
At the Iraqi State Guarded Mall, where shoplifters are burnt at the stake and in a coffee shop.
Oh, good afternoon, Miss Hussein. I'm glad you could make it. Sit down, I've ordered some coffee.
What the hell else are you going to order? Well, what the... This coffee's got a tea bag in it.
That's because it's half coffee and half tea.
But that could cause a heart attack. Well, let me just try this.
So what have you been up to recently?
Well, apart from Saddam's death and near bereavement, I tripped over the pavement and filed a lawsuit and slightly tore my bus pass. I know I'm 94, but my age is getting me down. The TV looks blurred when I watch it. Jack and Vera seem to mould together. I've got terrible eyesight. I see double when I watch Coronation Street. So I'm often startled when I see two Bettys.
Do you ever take drugs? Have you ever tried cannabis? Are you on cannabis?
No, not yet. I mean, I can't smoke cannabis. I can't smoke cannabis until I'm 99. Just 5 years to go.
Well, I've just finished my coffee, but I'm afraid I haven't got any points with me. I'm sorry, here's my gift to you, the tab.
But I'm only on 20 points a week for my pension.
But what about Saddam's huge fortune? Didn't he pay his way?
No, he was a right bastard. He wouldn't even pay rent. He taxed me and charged me for living in his palace. But now I'm 994 million points richer, so let's charge it!
Madam, what about the bill?
You can stick that tab up your ale. Call round to my house later. We're rich. Call round to the palace. You'll have to look at the directory to find out where it is.
Madam, come back here, or else I'm going to use the cattle prod.
Oh, which store shall we hit first?
Well, let's start with a clothes store. After all, we are women. Let's go to Annexed. I want to spend 4.5 hours there.
But I want to go to Benetton's.
In Benetton's?
Haven't you decided on a dress yet?
Well, no, I've got to try it on for another hour. I've got to see it from each angle, but on second thought, men's clothes seem to fit better on me.
I think I need to leave. I haven't yet got my groceries in. I buy just enough to eat for one day and nothing more. Then I travel 5 miles to shop. Let's go to State Discount. They're open 24 hours a day. Let's go to the food section.
At the supermarket?
I can't believe it. This store is busting. I hate queues. I usually push in.
Don't worry about it. Just use the express lane, 10 items or less. But take 30 items and say you can't read. They usually handle your stuff a bit rougher. So the cans of mushy peas might be a bit dinted. But at least you leave the store early while hundreds of shoppers are fuming and are just waiting to trip you up outside.
Oh, hello, Mother. Getting the shopping in? I hope you are buying junk food. That's what I'd like to eat.
Barine, what are you doing here? Are you on day release today, son?
I'm on parole for an hour. I've been let off on good behaviour.
Why are you in the supermarket?
I'm buying luxury food items and alcohol.
Isn't alcohol banned here in Iraq?
I won't tell if you won't. This store is circumventing prohibition and selling it on the sly.
I'm going to sign you up to a pronunciation course. Well, son, you can make yourself useful. You can use your hour to help me with the shopping.
But I was just about to see my first sunset in years.
Can't you see I'm a frail, doddering old woman who needs a little help? Don't you think of anybody else but yourself?
But I've only got 1 hour.
I can't believe your generation. It's all take, take, take. Help your mother, your great little has-been. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Colleen, you are needed on aisle 3. A pyramid of sweet corn has collapsed and mixed with the cereal. And with the 2 old people and 1 change person, please stop talking and blocking aisle 6, or I'll have no choice but to escort you off the premises.
Breen, you're embarrassing me.
You're a waste of humanity, son.
Don't you be like that to my son.
Oh! You've broken me nose, you mad cow!
Let's not fight. Let's be friends. After all, we're 2 olds to not get on.
Yeah, you're right. Besides, I need you for things.
What's going on here? You're blocking the aisle. People can't shop, and when people can't shop, we can't get profits. I'm going to have to kick you out.
But wait! What about my shopping? I've only got about 50 items. That'll only last me 2 days.
You should have thought of that before you opened your big fat gob.
Oh, I say! What a foul mouth! You've been influenced by TV and games, haven't you?
No, actually, I had a mother like you. Now out before I force you out.
But she's got 994 million.
Okay, young man. Let me continue this shopping trip and I'll pay 1 million.
You might be bluffing, but give me your credit card and I'll run a check on it. Okay, right here, you mad witch.
I can't believe it.
Most humble apologies for your treatment.
I'm the manager here at the store, and I would like to help you to... I'd like to tell you to assure that you can consider yourself a VIP here. Please excuse me for any maltreatment you may have received. We still can't get through. We still can't get through.
Oh, so sorry. Fuck off!
So sorry, please complete your shopping in leisure and come to the checkout when ready. We've already debited the 1 million points.
A little later...
Why is there all cans all down the aisle?
Brother Stomp! Brother Stomp!
At the checkout...
Welcome to checkout 5 of Iraqi State Discount.
We'll be checking you out today.
Oh, it's you lunatics! You wrecked me palace! I had to renovate the room you were in. It resembled a crash site. Are you some kind of inbred ingrate?
We're working here now. We got fired from our last job at the Bull's Head restaurant because some customers were upset by the way we set fire to their tablecloth. Then the restaurant owner spotted us licking up your sick off the walls.
Well, at least I said to the manager, at least I'm cleaning up. And he says, I'm cleaning up. You're out on your ear, and that's that. So we came round to your palace's lodgers and wrecked the place in revenge of getting us fired. Then we end up here, surpasses your groceries. I can't believe you got a job. You got absolutely no prospects, and your only relevant experience is working at a demolition site.
My ice cream is melting. Please hurry.
All right, pass us your shopping.
An awful lot here. There's hundreds of items. It could take all day. I can't be arsed.
Don't worry, mate. I've got a quicker way. Pass me them bags, I'll have them through.
What are you doing? You wrecking me groceries? The cans are splitting. What are you doing? Don't peel that banana.
Oh no, my deodorant. Don't open it. Why are you spraying it on the till?
That'll be one fresh till.
Oi, lads, be careful with mine. I've put a few pieces of crockery in amongst it.
Then you came to the wrong till.
But you're still going to have to pay for the remains.
Okay, I'm going to need your credit card to ring up all this.
Okay, listen to me, you insolent till boys. This isn't really my credit card. It's your leader and revered Saddam Hussein. He'll wring the necks of anyone who even touches it. Even though he might be dead. You show some respect, or I'll show some kung fu.
Don't worry, we won't be rough. See, I'll just insert it through the slider.
Something's wrong. It won't go through, it's jammed. Don't panic, I'm an expert at gas machines. I've fixed them in forced labour. I'll get it out.
Be careful! Don't prise it, Breen. Or I'm gonna have to prise your balls.
Don't worry, it's jammed a bit tighter than I expected.
Look, you're doing it all wrong. You gotta use a bit more might.
You fuckers! You fucking fuckers imbeciles! You snapped Saddam's credit card!
I'm the manager here. What's all the commotion?
They snapped me fucking credit card!
Oh well, what a shame. Your credit card is no good here. But there's a stamp. Did it ring through?
Well, no, actually.
Then you're fired! Leave this spot immediately! And you, whatever your name is, pensioner woman, get the hell out!
But I've paid a million!
This is an outrage!
You can't spell outrage without out!
This is all your fault, Breen. You deserve to go back to prison for this!
And that is where he is going! I'm his parole officer! But I haven't been here long! You corrupted scumbag! Come on back to your labour. You'll be making grids today.
Outside the store.
I can't believe I didn't get me shopping. I'll be getting my son to post an incendiary device through the store letterbox if he turns up alive.
And my shopping has melted. I can feel ice cream running down my leg. And I'm incontinent.
What's that noise?
Brothers of Stomp finale.
Brothers of Stomp! Brothers of Stomp!
Let's nick that Infernus car. Parked, unlocked and unattended on that corner.
Alright. I'll jack it. I've been heavily influenced by Grand Theft Auto and now I'm a psychopath. Brothers of Stomp! Brothers of Stomp!
Aim for that front window and head for the aisles and we'll bail.
Boss! I just want to let you know that a car has smashed through the storefront and is ramming down the aisles as I speak.
Oh well, I don't own the store. It's just part of a chain, you know. I'll just claim on the insurance.
Brothers of Storm! Brothers of Storm!